Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Two notable developments related to health insurance take place in just a few days. Monday is the last day for Americans to sign up for coverage on healthcare.gov without incurring a penalty on their federal taxes next year. Healthcare.gov is the federal website functioning as an insurance exchange for 36 states, including Michigan. The next day, April 1st, is the first day close to a half million low-income Michigan residents can enroll for coverage offered by the Healthy Michigan Plan. That's the state program funded temporarily by an expansion of the federal Medicaid program. Late yesterday, I sat down with the director of Michigan's Department of Community Health, Jim Haveman, to talk about what Healthy Michigan offers and about potential concerns with the plan. I first asked him about the key goals of Healthy Michigan.
The main goals of the Healthy Michigan plan are to provide a health plan for the working people in the state who don't have health insurance. And there are about 1.2 million people in the state who are adults who don't have health insurance, about 570,000 of those are working. And so what they do, they go to the emergency room and they need health care, or they wait till they're stage four cancer to come into the hospital. This way they can get a basic health plan with all the essential benefits at a reasonable rate, and they can do it starting April 1 with the Healthy Michigan plan.
A few of the key benchmarks for eligibility here: must be a Michigan resident, age 19 to 64, income at or below 133% of the federal poverty level, that's roughly $15,000, I believe, for an individual, $34,000 for a family of four, do not qualify for or are not enrolled in Medicare, do not qualify for or are not enrolled in other Medicaid programs, are not pregnant at the time of application. Do you have sign-up goals and timelines similar to Obamacare?
Well, we have timelines. Our goal is to sign up 322,000 people the first year. That's going to take a lot of work by hospitals, clinics, community mental health boards, public health departments.
That's by the end of 2014.
Right. Okay. And I think we'll do that. And but there's potentially, by 2016, we'll probably have over a half a million people enrolled in this program. And what this will do is really focus in on chronic conditions. Remember, 75% of the health care costs in the state of Michigan go for chronic care. And if we can begin moving that needle a little bit to lower it, the cost of healthcare will diminish. The growth won't be as great as what we see it right now. And so the Healthy Michigan plan is going to focus in on chronic conditions, whether the person smokes, is obese, how they're dealing with their asthma, diabetes, and engage the person in dealing with that to prevent further costs later on.
The plans offered will cover what are described as 10 essential health benefits, and those include emergency services, hospitalization, maternity and newborn care, prescription drugs, and six others. You started touching on this. There are some features of Healthy Michigan that the legislature negotiated with the federal government. There's some cost sharing involved.
Sure.
As well. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, people, the legislature, and what I think folks need to understand, that this is really a Michigan design plan. This came out of the Michigan legislature and the governor. Governor Schneider early on believed the importance. When people have insurance, they're healthier. And we also saw that there was some cost shifting that went on from hospitals with uncompensated care, about $1 billion into the premiums that people pay commercially. So I think we can decrease that a bit. And so there will be some cost sharing. People will pay a percentage of their income, maybe $250, $300 a year as a premium. There will also be some co-pays, which they'll be paying into. So it's not that they're just coming in and getting a health card. And they have to engage in a chronic benefit, in a chronic condition, to get a lower premium, which the health professional can decide in regards to the contract that they make between the doctor and the individual.
And will these plans offer coverage for pre-existing conditions?
Yes, they will. And there's 13 health plans out there. These are Blue Cross Blue Shield, Molina, Meridian, Priority Health are all part of the healthcare delivery system that we have in this state.
As I understand it, participants also need to work with doctors who participate in one of the Medicaid plans that are being offered. Are there enough doctors in that category to cover the demand, or could there be a problem there?
Governor Snyder, when he looked at whether Michigan should do this or not, not only did we ask the 13 health plans if they had provider panels to the point where they could handle the additional 322,000, there was also a survey, and the answer was affirmative. There also was a survey of the primary health care docs in the state, and 80% of them said that they were able to handle additional patients. So we felt comfortable moving ahead with those assurances.
Michigan.gov/HealthyMichiganPlan is the website for Healthy Michigan Plans. Clarify one thing, though. For people doing this online, is going to that website the only step that will be necessary, or will a visit to healthcare.gov also be necessary?
Well, people are going to, if they go to the website, which you just indicated, beginning April 1, they will be referred to the correct website that they can fill out the application. There are three ways that people can see if they're approved for this or even eligible for this. One is by the website. One is by a phone number, which will be also public, or going to their local Department of Human Services office. There's one thing I think is important, Mark, is that there's no due date. You got to have this done. If you do this in April, you will be eligible from April 1. So there's no need for folks to rush out to do this just on April 1 to see if they're eligible. They can do it on April 3, and it will be backdated to April 1. And as much as possible, people should use the internet to sign up if possible.
For people who don't have internet access, what tell us more about that?
Well, they'll see some of the op-ed pieces. They'll see some of the informative stuff that's in the newspaper and on the media over the weekend before April 1. They'll see the website. They'll also see a phone number that they can call to see if they're eligible. And they can also go to their local Department of Human Services office. There'll be others like Enroll Michigan and a lot of groups that are out there. A lot of the nonprofit agencies, hospitals will have forms on hand that they can give people. So there's going to be a wide range of options that people can, if they want to find out how they can, if they're eligible, the best thing to do is to call the number or go to their local human service office if they don't have access to the internet.
Our guest on Current State is Director of the Michigan Department of Community Health, Jim Haveman. We're talking about Healthy Michigan insurance policies, which Michigan's neediest citizens can begin enrolling in next Tuesday. The Michigan Association of Health Plans has acknowledged concern about ongoing state funding for Healthy Michigan. Remind us what the uncertainty is there.
Well, for the first 3 years of this plan, it's 100% funded by the federal government as part of the Affordable Care Act, and then it decreases to 97% federal money, down to 95%, and over several years it's at 90%. The governor has recommended that the general fund money that's used for the match to make it 100% be set aside so it can be drawn down from a savings account so there doesn't have to be a reallocation of general fund every year, and that's what Mr. Murdoch's talking about, and it's something that the governors recommend that we take care of, and it's just a matter as the legislature works this through if they're willing to set that money aside.
How much do you share Rick Murdoch's concern?
Well, the governor shares it, and the governor had this funded through 2034 with what he proposed.
Are you satisfied with the attention this is getting in the legislature?
The legislature has been through this. They passed this bill last August. The governor signed it in September. They're fully engaged. We're keeping them informed. As you know, the process had some challenges to it, but right now this is the best thing for the state of Michigan.
There are some concerns from many folks who assist the mentally ill residents of Michigan. The governor's budget proposes a cut of about $186 million, about 65% of state money that went to community mental health centers. with the idea that it would be replaced by federal dollars from Healthy Michigan. But enrollment will take a while, and it's not expected to rise to the level of current funding until the end of next year. What do you plan to do in the meantime to ensure that funding remains steady for Michigan community mental health centers?
Well, the community mental health boards and the Healthy Michigan plan, it's what's it behooves of the community mental health boards and everybody is to get people signed up. And there's no reason why, with the hundreds of thousands of people that are involved who don't have coverage right now, can get engaged in this program. And so they just have to start signing people up. We think there's enough general fund money there. There's enough Healthy Michigan plan money that they'll equalize out. And in fact, the legislature put some additional GF money into there so that if it's needed, that can be brought down. So I'm comfortable where things are right now. And we keep meeting with folks. But we can't fund it both ways. We can't have 100% general fund money and 100% Healthy Michigan plan money. They've got to start supplanting each other, and I think we've got enough assurances to go forward, and I'm comfortable.
Are you concerned, though, that the people who are sick and already being treated may be the first ones to sign up?
Well, I think it's going to be – everybody is poised to begin signing people up on April 1. I think we're going to ratchet up very quickly on the number of people who are covered on this. So that's where I'm focusing people. Get people signed up so they can get the coverage and so the community mental health boards can get that reimbursement.
So you are confident that the state's community mental health centers will not suffer considerable funding cuts as we go through this transition?
I come out of the community mental health movement, and you know, our process here is not to do harm, and we're watching this very carefully.
It's also been estimated by researchers that nearly as many who are expected to enroll in the Healthy Michigan plan, about 400,000, will remain uncovered by any insurance, Medicaid, Healthy Michigan, or private insurance. And that's for a lot of reasons, not always clear. That some people feel they can't afford it, they don't want it for some reason, they're young and they're healthy and they don't think they need it, and so on. Yet doctors still have a legal obligation to treat these folks. How much does that concern you? How much does that population concern?
Well, we've been watching this closely at the federal level. As you know, the federal government has really struggled to have healthy people under 30 to sign up because people feel they're invincible. And I think we have a challenge to educate healthy folks that insurance is important. But I'll tell you, when somebody gets in a car accident or somebody gets sick, they go to the emergency room and it's uncompensated. There's no reason why these folks who, if they're eligible, couldn't have health insurance. And so we're really telling folks that it's important as a right, as a citizen of this state, that if you're eligible, get the health care coverage because it benefits the health provider, it protects the infrastructure, and it'll give you the coverage that you need. And I'll tell you, many of these chronic diseases, if you catch them early, we can treat them. And so people got to come in early when they feel the symptoms, not when it's too late.
Up until this point, the state's not invested much in marketing the healthcare.gov website or assisting residents in enrolling in the health insurance exchanges. What efforts will be taken to get the word out about Healthy Michigan and to help folks get signed up?
We've done webinars. We've done educating of the stakeholders. We've got programs, Mark, like this that gets the information out. We'll be doing informative brochures. The Department of Human Services is really educating its people on this. We got the website. You'll start seeing some billboards go up. You'll start seeing some more media advertising
Is your marketing budget up to speed on that, though? Is it adequate?
It's adequate.
For our listeners who aren't clear on the difference between who's eligible for Healthy Michigan and who should go to healthcare.gov, for example, can you break that down for us?
Well, healthcare.gov is the federal exchange. These are people who are at about 100% of poverty, about $15,000, $16,000 a year, up to 400% of poverty can go to the federal exchange. Remember, Michigan opted out of doing an exchange, so
right.
It's a federal exchange. So what the Michigan Healthy Plan, the $322,000 for the Healthy Michigan Plan is basically for people from about 138% of poverty to zero. And And it's interesting, about 80% of the 322,000 that I talked about who would be eligible for the Healthy Michigan Plan are below 100% of poverty, so they're not even eligible for insurance on the federal exchange. So most of the people who sign up on the Healthy Michigan Plan will be people who probably make less than $16,000 a year.
That's James Haveman, director of the Michigan Department of Community Health. We spoke about the Healthy Michigan Plan for low-income state residents. Enrollment begins next Tuesday.